Chapter 5. Holmes Explains. Later Holmes explained. It was the curried mutton, the only dish which would hide the taste of opium. Yet how could Simpson have known that Ned's food that night would be curry? It was impossible. So my suspicion fell on Strecker and his wife. They were the only ones who could decide on the food. He continued. Then there was the dog. The dog that did not bark when a stranger came in the night. The sleeping stable lads in the loft would have heard it bark. But it was silent. It would only be silent if it knew the person who came in. But why would Strecker want to steal his own horse? I asked, still mystified. To injure it so that it could not race, because he had money on the second favourite. But it had to be done in a way which would not be noticed. Remember the knife designed for delicate operations? Strecker planned to use it to nick the tendons of the horse's leg. A small nick would not be seen, but would make the horse lame. Scoundrel! Cried the colonel. Strecker had to do this somewhere quiet, so he took the horse onto the moors. He needed the candle in order to see what he was doing. And you found the match, I said. But what drove him to this? A woman, my dear Watson. You remember the bill? Men do not carry other people's bills. Strecker was also known as Derbyshire. And he was buying expensive dresses for another woman? That was easy to discover. You may remember that I found out from Mrs. Strecker that she had never had such a dress. The shop's address was on the bill. So we returned to London, and they recognised the photograph of Strecker. But what of the cravat? Simpson dropped it in his hurry to get away. Strecker saw it and maybe hoped it would be useful in tying the horse's leg. He took the horse to the hollow and tried to carry out his plan, but he had not reckoned on the horse. It lashed out, and its hoof struck Strecker on the head. He fell, and a knife cut his leg. What about the sheep? I asked, remembering Holmes's inquiry of the lad. That was a long shot. I thought a man like Strecker would take care to practice. And where better than on a sheep or two? And all to make money on Silas Brown's horse, cried the colonel. Desperate actions of a desperate man, said Holmes. But where was the horse? Asked the colonel. Ahem, said Holmes. It bolted. And was looked after by a horse lover, shall we say? Perhaps the less said about that, the better. Shall we go and place a bet on the last race of the day?